Welcome to our masterclass podcast focused on Indigenous communities and what they are doing to navigate the climate crisis. Yes, Indigenous communities around the world are on the front line of the climate crisis, experiencing its impacts more acutely than many other populations. Their deep-rooted connection to their lands and environments makes them both vulnerable and uniquely positioned to address the climate challenges we face today. In this masterclass podcast, we'll focus on the specific solutions and challenges related to the climate crisis in Indigenous communities. We will explore how these communities are responding to environmental changes, the innovative solutions being implemented, and the roles of science, technology, and collaboration that are supporting their efforts. Our goal is to highlight the resilience and adaptability of Indigenous peoples in the face of climate change and to understand how we can support their vital work in mitigating and adapting to this global challenge. The climate crisis poses severe challenges for Indigenous communities, many of whom live in regions that are particularly vulnerable to environmental changes. These challenges are diverse and multifaceted, affecting their traditional ways of life, economies, and cultures. So, AI, let's start there and look at the diverse challenges they are facing.
Okay, let's start by talking about changing weather patterns. Indigenous communities around the world are witnessing significant shifts in weather patterns. For instance, Arctic Indigenous peoples are experiencing more erratic ice patterns and warmer temperatures, which impacts hunting and fishing activities that are central to their way of life. Melting ice and rising sea levels are critical concerns for Indigenous communities living in coastal and Arctic regions. Rising sea levels threaten coastal communities, leading to potential displacement and loss of cultural heritage. In tropical regions, Indigenous communities face increased frequency and intensity of storms and droughts, affecting agriculture and water supplies. Here, climate change disrupts traditional practices that are closely tied to specific environmental conditions. For example, Indigenous agricultural practices, such as those of the Maya in Central America or the Hopi in southwestern United States, are affected by changing precipitation patterns and temperatures. This disruption threatens food security and cultural practices associated with traditional farming and gathering. The loss of biodiversity due to climate change also affects Indigenous communities' access to traditional food sources and medicinal plants. In the Amazon, for example, Indigenous tribes depend on a diverse range of plants for food, medicine, and cultural rituals. Climate-induced changes in ecosystems threaten these resources, impacting both their physical health and cultural practices. Another challenge faced by Indigenous communities are the impact of environmental degradation and pollution. For example, Indigenous communities near industrial activities, such as mining or oil extraction, experience compounded impacts from climate change, including increased pollution and habitat destruction. This environmental burden affects their health and livelihoods and adds to the challenges of adaptation.
Okay, that certainly gives us insights into the challenges they face. How are they coping with all of this?
Despite the significant challenges just mentioned that are posed by the climate crisis, Indigenous communities are at the forefront of innovative solutions. Their traditional knowledge, combined with modern technologies and collaborative approaches, offer valuable insights and effective strategies for climate adaptation and mitigation. Let me expand on that. Indigenous peoples have long practiced sustainable land management based on traditional ecological knowledge. This knowledge includes insights into seasonal changes, ecosystem dynamics, and species interactions. By integrating this traditional knowledge with modern scientific approaches, communities are developing effective strategies for climate adaptation. For example, in Australia, indigenous fire management practices, which involve controlled burns, are being integrated into the national fire management strategies. These practices help prevent larger, more destructive fires and maintain biodiversity. Collaboration between indigenous fire practitioners and government agencies has proven very successful in managing fire risk and preserving ecosystems. Also, many community-led conservation initiatives are empowering indigenous peoples to take an active role in protecting and restoring their environments. These initiatives often involve managing protected areas, restoring degraded lands, and implementing sustainable practices. For example, the Indigenous Protected and Conserved Areas Program, being implemented in Canada, supports Indigenous-led conservation efforts. This empowers Indigenous communities to establish and manage conservation areas based on their traditional knowledge and priorities. This approach not only conserves biodiversity, but also strengthens Indigenous governance and cultural practices. Another area where Indigenous communities are adapting is by putting into place agricultural practices that help them to cope with the changing and climate conditions. This includes developing drought-resistant crops, implementing water-saving techniques, and revitalizing traditional farming methods. For example, in the United States, the Iroquois people practice what they call the Three Sisters agriculture method, which involves planting maize, beans, and squash together. This traditional practice is being adapted to address modern challenges such as soil erosion and pest management, demonstrating its resilience and adaptability in the face of climate change. Some indigenous communities are also involved in renewable energy projects to reduce reliance on fossil fuels and mitigate change impacts. These projects often include solar, wind, and hydroelectric power, providing sustainable energy solutions while creating economic opportunities. An example of this is a First Nations community in British Columbia that has implemented a solar energy project focused on supplying clean energy to their community that reduces their reliance on diesel generators. This project not only provides clean energy, but also serves as a model for other Indigenous communities looking to transition to renewable energy sources. Many Indigenous communities are also developing climate adaptation plans to address the specific impacts of climate change on their environments and ways of life. These plans often involve risk assessments, community engagement, and the development of strategies to build resilience. One example of this can be found in Alaska, where the native village of Kimalani has developed a resilience-based planning approach to address the impacts of coastal erosion and flooding. This approach includes community consultations, infrastructure improvements, and the exploration of relocation options if necessary.
The integration of science and technology plays a crucial role in supporting Indigenous communities in their climate adaptation and mitigation efforts. Understanding how these tools work helps us to appreciate their value and potential for positive impact. Can you give us some more information related to this?
Absolutely. Let's take a look at how Geographic Information Systems, or GIS, is making an impact. Geographic information systems are used to collect, analyze, and visualize spatial data. In climate adaptation efforts, GIS helps Indigenous communities monitor environmental changes, assess risks, and plan interventions. For example, in the Arctic, GIS technology is used to monitor changes in ice cover and track shifts in animal migration patterns. This data helps Indigenous hunters adapt their practices and plan for changing conditions, ensuring continued access to traditional food sources. Another technology that is being used is remote sensing and drone technology that provides high-resolution imagery and data on environmental conditions. These tools are used for monitoring land cover changes, assessing the health of ecosystems, and managing natural resources. For example, in the Amazon, drones are used to monitor deforestation and illegal logging activities. By providing real-time data, these tools support indigenous-led efforts to protect their lands and advocate for conservation measures. Technology is also used for climate modeling and predictive analytics that use computer simulations to project future climate scenarios and assess potential impacts. This information helps indigenous communities anticipate changes and plan for adaptation. An example would be coastal erosion models that are used to predict the impact of sea level rise on indigenous coastal communities. This data helps inform decisions on infrastructure planning, erosion control, and potential relocation options. There are also climate resilience tools, such as adaptation planning software and risk assessment frameworks. These tools support indigenous communities in their development of strategies to cope with climate change impacts. For example, the Climate Resilience Toolkit, developed in the U.S., provides resources and tools for communities to assess climate risks and develop adaptation plans. Indigenous communities use these resources to identify vulnerabilities and implement effective strategies for resilience.
Wonderful. Can you delve deeper into a case study for us by a company in the private sector that is really making a difference?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, there is one such company that I would like to talk about. It is Patagonia. Patagonia is a leading outdoor apparel company that has shown a strong commitment to our environmental and social causes, including addressing climate change impacts on indigenous communities. For example, Patagonia supports indigenous land rights and conservation efforts by partnering with indigenous organizations and advocating for the protection of critical landscapes. Their campaigns raise awareness about the impacts of climate change on indigenous lands and help drive policy changes. One such example is their Save the Bear's Ears. This campaign in Utah highlighted the importance of preserving sacred indigenous lands from industrial development. The campaign included grassroots advocacy, financial support for legal battles, and public awareness efforts. Patagonia also invests in climate solutions and sustainability projects that benefit indigenous communities. This includes considerable funding for conservation initiatives, renewable energy projects, and climate adaptation efforts. For example, their Action Works platform connects individuals and organizations with environmental and social causes. Through this platform, Patagonia supports indigenous-led climate initiatives and promotes collaborative solutions to address climate challenges. Patagonia's commitment to sustainable business practices also aligns with the values of many indigenous communities. By using recycled materials, reducing carbon emissions, and promoting ethical practices, Patagonia sets an example for other businesses in addressing climate change. As an example, their 1% for the Planet program involves donating 1% of sales to environmental causes. This program supports indigenous-led conservation projects and climate resilience initiatives, providing vital resources for communities facing climate impacts.
That really sounds like Patagonia is taking a leadership position and is setting an example for others to follow. Do you know of any others that we can delve into? For example, we are using AI on this platform. Are there any technology companies that are also using AI to help fight the climate crisis?
You bet. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Microsoft's AI for Good initiative that harnesses artificial intelligence to address global challenges, including climate change impacts on indigenous communities. Microsoft's AI technology is used for environmental monitoring, including tracking changes in land use, vegetation, and wildlife. This information supports indigenous communities in managing their natural resources and adapting to climate changes. Their AI for Earth program provides AI tools and resources for environmental conservation projects. Indigenous communities use these tools to monitor ecosystems and assess the impacts of climate change and, in the end, developing strategies for resilience. They also use AI technology to enhance disaster response capabilities by analyzing data from satellite imagery and sensors. This helps indigenous communities prepare for and respond to climate-related disasters such as floods, storms, and wildfires. Microsoft's commitment to ethical AI also includes supporting indigenous data sovereignty. This ensures that indigenous communities have control over their data and traditional knowledge, protecting their rights and interests.
Okay, thanks. I've also heard a lot about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Can you give us some insights on what they do that might help indigenous communities?
You're correct. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation supports climate-related initiatives that benefit many indigenous communities through various programs and partnerships. For example, their Climate Resilience Program supports projects that enhance the adaptive capacity of vulnerable communities. Indigenous-led initiatives that address climate impacts, such as coastal erosion or drought management, receive funding and technical support. Another issue is what they call their Agroecology Initiative. The Agroecology Initiative focuses on promoting sustainable agricultural practices that enhance resilience to climate change. Indigenous communities benefit from training, resources, and support for implementing these agroecological methods. The Gates Foundation also supports programs that empower Indigenous leaders and advocates working on climate issues. This includes funding leadership development, capacity building, and advocacy efforts. In particular, programs that build leadership skills among Indigenous youth and community leaders receive support from the Foundation. These programs help train the next generation of climate advocates and decision makers.
Thank you. That's very interesting. Another foundation that I've heard about is the Ford Foundation, as it relates to climate change. Are they doing anything that helps Indigenous communities?
The Ford Foundation does indeed support climate-related initiatives, including projects that address the challenges faced by Indigenous communities. They fund advocacy efforts that aim to influence climate policies and protect Indigenous rights. This includes supporting legal battles, lobbying for climate action, and promoting policy reforms. They have a climate justice initiative that focuses on advancing climate justice for marginalized communities, including, of course, Indigenous peoples. This particular initiative funds legal support, advocacy campaigns, and policy research. They also have their Community Resilience Fund that provides grants for projects that strengthen community resilience to climate impacts. Indigenous-led initiatives that address specific climate challenges do receive funding and technical assistance. The Ford Foundation also does a fantastic job of supporting projects that integrate Indigenous cultural practices and knowledge into climate solutions. This approach ensures that adaptation and mitigation efforts are culturally appropriate and effective. This includes supporting Indigenous-led conservation initiatives and traditional land management practices.
Those are some amazing case studies of what is being done to help support Indigenous communities. Can you now sum all of this up for us in some closing remarks?
Despite the challenges, the optimism that's surrounding Indigenous-led climate solutions is a testament to the strength and ingenuity of these communities. With continued support and investment, we can work together to address the climate crisis and build a resilient future for all. As we move forward, it is essential to continue supporting Indigenous communities in their climate efforts, respecting their traditional knowledge, and fostering collaboration. Together, we can create a more sustainable and equitable world where Indigenous peoples thrive and their contributions to the climate solutions and problems that are happening are recognized and valued.